HJ in the morning. Rick D's in Foreigner. It feels like the first time. It is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. 10 after 9 and a lot of comment. Candy Plastique won't even speak to me this morning. Have you noticed she hasn't even talked to me? Because we are going to have a wet T-shirt contest, and I did not ask her to be in it. Candy, won't you say anything to me?
Well, right there, I broke it.
Broke your silence.
I had to, I guess. You know, I mean...
I didn't ask you to be in the wet T-shirt contest because you won the one at the disco
in
1960.
I've won lots of them.
I know you have. I don't want you to be in this particular wet T-shirt contest. I think that several other ladies should be in the contest. And it's the first one ever that will be on television. It will be... Well, we're ironing it out. I'm talking to Bob Hilton, and I'm sure his ratings would go up. Yeah, because, quite frankly, there are a lot of men who want to see this, a wet T-shirt contest.
Of course there are. Men are everywhere anyway.
What do you think? Should we have it? What is your opinion of the wet T-shirt contest? Of course, there would be young people watching, and you can't stop that. We have to do this. It has to be done for the first time. Let's get it out of our systems, a wet T-shirt contest on television for the first time in the history of the world. It could be my last hurrah in Los Angeles, but you never say that Rick D's didn't go out in a flame of wet T-shirts. So what is your opinion? Call me, 520-1979, if you would. That's 520-1979. Next song we're going to play is by a guy who has found himself, and he says he has found what the real meaning of life is. Who is it? He's coming up next.
Now, here's a little message brought to you by a place that you can count on, Santa Ana Dodge.
Ever think about hitting the road? You know, like sleeping under the stars, the aroma of breakfast being cooked near a cool, tempered little brook and birds singing in the background. All those good things. Maybe a visit to Santa Ana Dodge could get you started. Take a look at one of those Ram Chargers, for example. Every inch, a rugged machine, and every inch, the touch of class you've come to expect from Santa Ana Dodge. I'd like to see the Sierra soon, meet the town folks along the way, and visit a couple of historical places. In fact, I think I'll stop by Santa Ana Dodge today and see if they've got a four-wheeler to my liking. I understand they have a large selection of Dodge vans, pickups, and Ram Chargers from which to choose, all ready for immediate delivery. Yep, it's about time I stopped talking and started doing, and maybe I'll see you there.
And you know that this is living on the road without a care, knowing Santa Ana Dodge got you there. Santa Ana Dodge, a place that you can count on. Tustin Avenue, south of 17th Street at the Newport Freeway. Come on in.
Yanks is a movie masterpiece, says Rex Reed in Vogue magazine. In every decade, a truly memorable motion picture comes along. Yanks will be the one from the 70s. Judith Crist calls it an engrossing, richly detailed tapestry of a time that shaped our lives. Yanks is a beautifully crafted work and a superb entertainment. Richard Gere is extraordinary, says Martin Mitchell in After Dark. Unabashed romanticism. The acting is superb, says Bruce Williamson in Playboy. Hail Yanks. Yanks, a John Schlesinger film. A universal release. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
I have to tell you, no one is admitted without parent. The exclusive premiere engagement is now playing at the Avco Cinema Number 3 in Westwood. And the reason that I sound like this is I have a lovely on the phone. Hello, lovely dear.
Hello, lovely.
Yes, it is going to go on, the wet T-shirt contest. What did you say about your boss? Where are you working?
I work at Advanced Plastics in Southgate.
Mm-hmm. And what does your boss say about the wet T-shirt contest?
To bring the TV.
It is something that I have to do. Do you understand why I have to do this?
Not really.
Okay, I have to make a tremendous splash in L.A., and I've been waiting to do this, and I need something to have the whole city talking. I've done a lot of research and found out that, like Gallagher says, it's full, it's like granola. The city is full of nuts and fruits and flakes, and they all want to see a wet T-shirt contest on television. So I'm going to do it. Rick D's is having the world's first wet T-shirt contest on television. It amazes me that we do have a TV station that will do it, and I will reveal the station very soon. But what is your personal opinion? What's your name?
My name is Doreen.
Doreen?
Yes.
I want to know, what is your opinion of the wet T-shirt contest?
I think, boo.
Really?
Yes, really.
But all the men in the city will be watching.
That's what I mean. They get all these perverted ideas in their head.
I think we should flush them out in one big wet T-shirt contest, though.
Oh, wring them out, huh?
Just, you know, flush out those ideas. Let them vent their ideas through the TV with the Rick Dees wet T-shirt contest. But yeah. Where are you now?
I'm in Southgate at work.
Mm-hmm. What's the weather like in a word at Southgate?
It's getting hot.
It is hot today. A high of 90, did you hear?
Yeah.
And if we have no rain until Sunday, it'll be the driest spell we've had in 42 years. So let's have a little rain. High of 90, like we said, it's 71 degrees, and there's nothing I can do. The wet T-shirt contest is on, so tell your boss to bring the TV in, okay?
Okay.
All right. 93 KHJ.
I play the street light because there's no place I can go. Street light, it's the only life I know. Street light, and there's a thousand parts to play. Street light, until you play your life away. You let the people see just who you wanna be. And every night you shine just like a superstar.
About that has found
himself. He says he has found the Lord. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody. It might be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ, you may call me Ray. You may call me anything, no matter what you say. Still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil. Serve somebody.
Oh yeah.
Bob, come back, come back.
Hello. Hello, hello, this is Bob Dylan, and I would like to thank Rick Dees for talking about me. Bobby Ozone is a friend of mine. Hello, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, I'm Bob Dylan. I'm so impressed.
Bobby Ocean, I love to talk about me. I have a new album. I, of course, used to be Jewish, then I was Zen, then I was Buddhist, now I am Christian, and I serve somebody.
Bob Dylan, that's incredible. What are you doing here this morning?
Serving somebody.
Hey, Bob, get him out, will you?
Yeah, I know. Come on.
Bobby, have you heard the controversy that is swelling up now about this wet T-shirt contest we're going to
have? Yes, I have. In fact, I got here, and I've been answering phones ever since I got here. I have not been able to prepare for my show. I'm going to be totally unprepared when I go on the air.
Somebody told me that there was a really hacked-off lady on the phone.
Oh, okay, pick up line two and listen to this
if you dare.
I don't think you should.
We'll have her coming up next. Okay. I love this. This will be great. It's 24 after 9.
Every bag of groceries is important these days because, let's face it, food is expensive. That's why at Vons, We want you to know we're working as hard as we can to give you lower overall prices than other supermarkets. And we'll continue backing those lower prices with our Double the Difference offer. Lower prices like these.
Hello. I'm back in the backing box, and I'm authorized to tell you that I...
He's too nervous. Don't ever let any of the people that work in Bonds come back in here. Beef rib steaks are only $1.89 per pound at Bonds. That's through today. And temperature, by the way, is up to 70 degrees.
Harry.
Listen, Echo, I took your advice.
Good, that'll be $30.
And I went to McDonald's,
uh-huh.
And I played their $200,000 gold rush game.
And?
Didn't win one of the two $25,000 grand prizes.
Not everybody wins on their first visit. The more you play, the better your chances, right?
Makes sense.
So go back to McDonald's. There's no purchase necessary, and you could win an icy Coca-Cola or a Big Mac, maybe even $25,000 in gold. Anyone at least 16 can play.
$200,000 gold rush. Gold rush. Why do you keep repeating yourself?
Oh, what's an echo for?
Hey, that's funny. Funny as a rubber commode handle. This is local announcer reminding you that D's tails are available at your local McDonald's. Okay, fine. Listen, I do have her on the phone. Bobby, you promised that... hello?
I'm telling you.
Oh, no. Oh, she's on the phone. I can hear her already. Yes, what...
I've got to talk to you. You are a real chauvinist pig. A male chauvinist with a big pig snout.
Oh, now, wait
a... I can't believe this. Is this for real, this T-shirt contest? Wet T-shirt?
It's a wet T-shirt contest, ma'am, and we're going to have it
How can you do this? How can you have this on television?
It's going to be
it's disgusting. The network will be thrown off the air, whatever station you put it on.
No, it's going to be on TV for the first time. I mean, you've heard of wet T-shirt contest.
Of course I have.
Many have been held.
People Magazine, I think it's disgusting.
Have you seen the pictures?
The first thing is my daughter wants to enter your contest. I mean, I have spent thousands of dollars on my daughter, sending her to private schools, thousands of dollars for braces, and now she's going to throw it all away on your show with a wet T-shirt contest.
No, listen.
I mean, what am I to do? I mean, what's a mother to do? I mean, what kind of a show is this anyway? You know what I'm saying? I'm just totally disgusted. I can't believe it.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wake up, Rick D's. Rick D's in the morning. 93KHJ.
The worst one of the singing jingles. What? She's back on the phone. Oh, great. She's going to come back and cuss me some more. I love it. It's 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. How do you feel about the wet T-shirt contest? It's going to be on TV for the first time. Comments at 520-1979.
Thank you.
Nobody does. 9:30.
What you want?
Nobody that can sing like Aretha. I am crazy about her. I'm sorry, I gotta admit I'm crazy about her. This is KHJ, Rick Dees in the morning. The time is 27 till 10. Wet T-shirt controversy next.
Looks like it's over. You knew I couldn't stay. She's coming home today. It's over.
WXJ in the morning. It's Rick Dees and Robert John, and the time is 23 until 10 o'clock. What do you feel about it? I had to go out. I had to bring out the big guns. Sparky, they've pressured us to do something major in Los Angeles to get immediate talk.
Boss, you got this a big city?
These postage stamp billboards haven't even scratched the surface. A couple of newspaper ads saying, listen to Rick Dees in the morning.
They got to know you're here.
Really, absolutely nothing. So let's pull out the big guns. It's a wet T-shirt contest, the first ever on television.
Fantastic.
And let's just put it this way. It could never play in any city in America but in Los Angeles. So how do you feel about it? I mean, I know there will be some young people watching, but I have to do this. You have to understand. I mean, I have to do this.
You got to do it for your career, boss. Mm-hmm. I understand. I've been in the business years.
520-1979. Let me know what you think. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Somebody's on the phone?
Oh, my gosh. I don't believe it.
We'll get them up next. Listen to this. You'll love it.
The following announcement is by Inglewood Hospital, a fully licensed and accredited hospital.
In a recent issue of Modern Healthcare magazine, an article stated, quote, most women seeking abortions would prefer to deal with hospitals, unquote. West Coast Medical Group at Inglewood Hospital, a hospital specializing in gynecology, is proud of its service to the community. If you have any questions concerning the termination of an unplanned pregnancy or Band-Aid sterilization, which is a method of permanent birth control, call them at Inglewood Hospital. Many insurance plans cover the cost, and for a limited time, Medi-Cal will provide coverage for those qualified. For details, call them at Inglewood Hospital. Ask information for Inglewood Hospital, 674-5971.
Flanagan's Lounge in Woodland Hills is where the fun begins. This Thursday night, giving away the new Maxine Nightingale album, Lead Me On, free to the first 200 people. And live for your enjoyment is Giant City, 8 pieces of dynamite playing the very best in top 40 and disco. It's Flanagan's Lounge in Woodland Hills, where the fun begins. Located on Victory Boulevard in Woodland Hills. This Thursday night, giving away the new Maxine Nightingale LP free. Thursday night, it's Flanagan's Lounge in Woodland Hills. Truly a night to remember, and a free record to remember it with. Every weekday, someone wins a big night on the town with a luxury dinner for two. And why shouldn't it be you? Enter the Dermassage Dishwashing Liquid Winner a Day Sweepstakes. Stay tuned for details.
Hey, my name's Gigi.
Gigi.
Yes, and I love wet T-shirt contests. I think it's a dynamite idea to do it on TV. I'm going to one tomorrow night myself. I'm looking forward to it. I've won quite a few of them, and I just want to get some information on it.
Great. Would you be in mine?
Would I be in what?
Would you? In my wet T-shirt contest.
I certainly will.
How many wet T-shirt contests have you been in?
Four.
And you've won them?
Three of them, yes.
You have won three out of four. That's great.
Yeah, and this is my fifth one's going to be tomorrow night at the Down Under Saloon.
Okay, for the girls that want to be in this wet T-shirt contest, first ever on TV from the Rick Dees Show,
Yes. Give
me some tips. I said tips.
Oh.
Tips. Well, I can't. They're over here. Oh, sorry. No. Tips on winning a wet T-shirt contest?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, have a couple drinks before you go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel nice and loose. You want to get into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just shake them as much as you can and just dance and shake them around and just really, you know, just get into it and shake them. Make the audience want to see what they want to see.
Well, should the T-shirt be...
They want to see those... What?
How wet should the T-shirt be?
Very wet. I mean, you should soak it. You should take, like, a pot. You should do the honors. You should stand there.
I have
there.
No idea.
We quit while we were ahead. Boy, would we love that telephone number. Oh, we have it.
I call her tomorrow for you.
20 till 10.
Thank you.
I've been walking Central Park, singing after dark. People think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
From Monty, who is in the wet t-shirt contest. This is KHJ at 15 till 10, Crystal Gale.
Half of your love is just not what I'm after. Part of your world is just not what I need. Just leaves me thirsty for a while.
the morning. It's Rick Dees in the morning. You should know that, okay? That's Crystal Gale, and don't take me off the way. What do you think of the wet T-shirt thing? It's becoming a controversy on the show, and I didn't know that it was going to get this much reaction, but my gracious, the first televised wet T-shirt contest. I mean, you knew it had to come, so we wanted to do it for you. We do have clearance up to the final word, and I see no reason why that guy doesn't want it to happen. So we'll know for sure probably today and give you all the details. One more comment coming up next.
At Alpha Beta, they've been talking to a lot of shoppers, and one message comes across loud and clear. People want to go where you'll find lower food prices, and that's your nearby Alpha Beta Market. Right now, Alpha Beta is featuring three fine products from Kraft: 12-ounce American Singles, 12-ounce Light and Lively Singles, and the 8-ounce Cheese Whiz. Kraft American Singles are everyone's favorite addition to sandwiches or eaten plain as a snack. If you're hungry for the good taste of cheese but worried about calories, you'll enjoy the cheesy flavor of Kraft Light and Lively Singles. Great on sandwiches and salads and in omelets. Or try Kraft 8-ounce Cheese Whiz spread on crackers and variety bread. That stacks up a quick snack as tall as your appetite. It takes care of the hungries fast. So stock up now on Kraft 12-ounce American Singles, Kraft 12-ounce Light and Lively Singles, and the 8-ounce Cheese Whiz at your nearby Alpha Beta Market, where you get solid savings in every department each and every time you shop. If you're looking for lower food prices, remember, Alpha Beta brings them home. Tell a friend.
Hi, I'm Alan Hamill.
In and out, yeah. In and out. Quality you can taste. They got the freshest fun that ever stuffed a bun at In and Out.
Let me tell you what a really fresh quality hamburger is all about. And for sure, that's an In and Out burger. You see, at In and Out Burger, we don't cook from frozen ever. We cook from fresh. You place your order just the way you want it. Then we start those big refresh buns toasting. Put on that lean, fresh, 100% beef patty to sizzle. We hand leaf crisp lettuce leaves, fresh sliced sun red juicy ripe tomatoes. Add a slice of kissing sweet onion if you like, and In-N-Out's own spread. And then we put it all together. Fresh, still sizzling, and full of flavor.
Kissing sweet onion?
Oh, that's what
come on.
About.
Right. In Hacienda Heights, In-N-Out's on East Gale at Pomona Freeway at 7th Street. It is 9 minutes until 10 o'clock. Your friend Rick Dees in the morning, and they're calling from Santa Monica. Should we have the wet T-shirt contest on TV for the first time?
Hell yes, I think you should have a wet T-shirt contest. That's the best thing I've ever heard. But I think you should have Dolly Parton, Lonnie Anderson, or Jacqueline Bisset as a star.
You know, we could get them to come in, probably. It's going to be on television. You know, these stars are always looking for exposure.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands.
If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very
trust in you.
More Music, KHJ, and Rick D's in the morning. And, oh, I want to tell you, this thing just makes you feel good to play it loud, if you would. Go ahead, crank it up. Oh, up, oop, perfect, perfect, nice. 6 till 10, spooky.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy. And say,